Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for February 6th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. The HomePod reviews are in, and almost everyone agrees that the sound is stunning, but Siri could benefit from learning a thing or two. Nilay Patel of The Verge called HomePod's sound best in class and said it rivaled much more expensive speakers, but knocked it for not playing Spotify without relying on AirPlay. What Hi-Fi gave HomePod a full 5 stars for what it described as weighty, authoritative sound, while noting that mid-range audio could be muddled. You can hear for yourself starting Friday, unless you live in Australia and haven't ordered yet. Following ship dates slipping in the UK yesterday, customers in Australia saw HomePod selling out just days before the smart speaker hit stores. Both white and space gray versions are promised to deliver a few days after launch for new customers in Australia, while UK customers ordering now will have to wait a bit longer. HomePod still ships on day one in the US, the only other launch country, and in-store stock is expected across retailers in all 3 countries starting Friday. Apple also released the second developer beta versions of iOS 11.3, tvOS 11.3, and macOS 10.13.4 today. Included in the new iOS beta is promised battery health features and new details about how performance throttling on iPhones with older batteries will work going forward. Read our coverage on 9to5mac.com for full details. The new beta also includes tweaks to Apple's podcast app that makes it easier to use, and a new framework discovered by 9to5Mac called ClassKit. This framework hasn't been disclosed by Apple just yet, but it appears to be for educational apps used in the classroom. And rewinding back to battery issues, Apple responded to a congressional inquiry today and revealed that it is exploring the possibility of issuing refunds to customers who had their iPhone batteries replaced for $79 to improve performance before Apple launched its $29 discount program, which runs through this year. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.